You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move. Welcome to today's show, the first in an ongoing series where we listen in on some typical chit-chat around the office water cooler. You'll find a water cooler in offices around the world, usually in the break room where employees gather to drink a cup of coffee or tea and take a rest from work. And during these breaks, you might meet with a colleague and exchange words about life, your jobs, your company, sports, politics, or whatever. So, water cooler chit-chat has come to refer to all types of informal communication that take place at the office.
Okay, so water cooler is just a machine that stores and gives out water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And can you explain chit-chat for us?
Chit-chat just means light informal conversation, small talk. Sometimes it includes gossip, rumors or private information, true or untrue, about other people or companies.
So this series will be focusing on informal communication.
That's right. In our water cooler chit-chats, we'll explore various aspects of informal communication, starting with today's show on sports idioms.
Great, but everyone seems to have their own definition of what an idiom is. How would you define it?
Well, for our purposes, an idiom is basically just any phrase or expression whose meaning is not literal, that is, a phrase that's not clear from just the words alone. Learning idioms is essential for communicating in any English-speaking environment, not just in informal communication, but in all kinds of interactions. That's because there is heavy use of idioms throughout business. Even if you don't know how to use them, for listening comprehension, you need to understand them.
So these sports idioms are not just useful around the water cooler, but also in the meeting room or even the boardroom.
That's right. Because business competition is so frequently understood and talked about in terms of athletic competition, sports idioms are probably the single most common kind of idiom in business English.
All right, and a little background on the dialogue?
Sure. We'll be listening in on Jan and Jen, who work in the same office of Ambient, an American telecoms company, gossiping around the water cooler. They're discussing the latest industry news. Accent, a major European player in the market, has just announced the takeover or buyout of Ambient's main competitor, Telstar.
This takeover fits in quite nicely to the merger theme we're developing.
Yes, it does. As you listen, pay attention to the idioms that Jan and Jen use. See if you can recognize the games these idioms are based on. Don't worry if you don't understand them very much. After you listen to the debrief, you'll be a sports idiom pro. And while you listen, see if you can answer these questions. You can check your answers on the website. First, do Jan and Jen think Accent's takeover of Telstar was a good idea? And second, why was there a delay in the takeover?
So, did you hear about the new Telstar takeover?
Yep, I just saw it on Google News.
It looks like Accent really hit a home run with this one.
You think? I thought it was way overpriced.
I don't know. There's a lot of value there.
Anyway, I'm surprised it went through. The way the Telstar shareholders were stalling for time, I thought they weren't going to play ball for a while.
Yeah, I thought Accent was going to fumble, but they've really taken the ball and run with it.
No doubt.
Since Ambient is an American company, most of the idioms Jan and Jen use come from the American context. In U.S. business talk, baseball and American football idioms are very common. The first idiom that Jan uses comes from baseball.
So, did you hear about the new Telstar takeover?
Yep, I just saw it on Google News.
It looks like Accent really hit a home run with this one.
You think? I thought it was way overpriced.
I don't know.
First, note the contraction of do you to ja, in, so. Did you hear? Practice saying that. So, did you hear about? This is a common way to start a story or conversation. So it's a useful social English expression. Now, how does Jan feel about Accent's takeover of Telstar? He says, "It looks like Accent really hit a home run with this one."
Sorry, Clayton, I don't get that. What's a home run?
Well, to understand this, and many of the other idioms in the dialogue, you need to understand baseball, one of America's best-loved sports.
Okay, well, tell us about baseball.
Love to. Remember, in baseball, a pitcher throws or pitches the ball to a batter who tries to hit the ball with a wooden stick called a bat. If he can hit the ball, the batter then tries to run around a circle of four bases called first base, second base, third base, and home base or home plate. If he can reach a base before being tagged or touched by the ball, then he's safe and waits for the next batter to hit the ball again so he can advance further.
So home base is where the batter starts from.
Yes, indeed. And it's also where he finishes, his goal. The aim of the game is for the batter to run around the bases and get home, or get back to home base. That's how you score points.
Got that. And what's a home run?
I'm getting to that. The game is played in a field called a ballpark. And the best result for the batter is that he can hit the ball clear out of the park. In this way, he automatically scores a point. This is called a home run because the batter can run all the way around the bases in one run without anyone trying to stop him.
Okay, I see. So it's like the best possible result.
Yes, that's right.
So when Jan says Accent really hit a home run with the takeover of Telstar, he means it was really a big success, something that went beyond or exceeded everyone's expectations. Now let's look at another couple of examples of this idiom in use.
Larry really hit a home run with his business. He's making tons of money.
I think I hit a home run in that interview last week. They've offered me the job.
What happens next? Jen thinks that Telstar was overpriced or too expensive, whereas Jan says, there's a lot of value there. In other words, Telstar has a lot of value and is worth the money. Then Jen says,
anyway, I'm surprised it went through. The way the Telstar shareholders were stalling for time, I thought they weren't going to play ball for a while.
Jen is surprised that the deal went through. Here, to go through means to succeed. Telstar shareholders, the people or organizations who hold shares or own stock, were stalling for time. This term, stalling, is used in a number of sports. It means to delay on purpose, usually to achieve some benefit. For example, in international football or soccer, sometimes a team that is ahead near the end of the game will stall for time by passing the ball back and forth to avoid risking their lead. Let's listen to a couple more uses of the idiom stalling for time.
I think the customer has been stalling for time while they negotiate with another vendor.
We're going to be way past our deadline. The best we can do is stall for time while we finish up the work.
Now, let's go back again to what Jan just said. The way the Telstar shareholders were stalling for time, I thought they weren't going to play ball for a while. To play ball with someone means to cooperate with someone or to do business. This is another idiom that comes from baseball. It's a very common expression in business and politics in the U.S., so it's important to learn them. Literally, Jen means, judging from the way in which Telstar shareholders were using delaying tactics, I thought they were not going to cooperate with an Accent buyout. Listen to a couple more examples of to play ball.
4 out of 5 of the companies have agreed to the proposal, but one still refuses to play ball.
I know that we've had our differences in the past, but now we need to get together and play ball.
Okay, that's about all we have time for today. Before we finish, let's try a quick practice. You'll hear a series of three sentences corresponding to the three main idioms we covered today. The sentences use literal language. After each beep, rephrase or restate the sentence you just heard using the appropriate idiom that we learned today. For example, if you hear, "I know that we've had our differences in the past, but now we need to get together and cooperate." After the beep, you'll say something like, "I know that we've had our differences in the past, but now we need to get together and play ball." After you've given it a try, you'll hear an example answer. This practice develops your ability to actively use the idioms we learned. Okay, are you ready? Let's give it a try.
George has had a huge success with his idea.
Answer: George has hit a home run with this idea.
I can tell they're just trying to delay.
Answer: I can tell they're just trying to stall for time.
By taking them to court, we were hoping to force them to cooperate with us.
Answer: By taking them to court, we were hoping to force them to play ball with us.
How did you do? Try rewinding and doing it again. Also, be sure to check out the study notes at www.businessenglishpod.com, where you'll find vocabulary, transcripts, and more exercises to practice these idioms. And that's all we have time for today. Be sure to come back for Sports Idioms 2. We'll be hearing more from Jan and Jen's dialogue and studying further examples of idiomatic language that they use. Among other things, we'll learn what Jen means when she says she thought accent was going to fumble, or that they've really taken the ball and run with it. And we'll be looking at the idioms to strike out and to step up to the plate. That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.